goal like that. And there it is.
Yay.
We had too good of a conversation off the air to get this ready.
Yeah. It was good.
All right. So, yeah, we were actually talking about the coaches. I was telling Brady when I first got here, Fred Shaw had been in St. Clair for 1,000 years. Tony Mott had been St. Clair for 1,000 years. George Popa had been at PH for 10,000 years. Yeah. Coach Hanton had been at Northern. You knew who everybody, you walked in the gym and you knew who everybody was. And it's not really like that anymore, except at Northern, where Brian Jameson has been almost 20 years now.
Yeah, 19 seasons. Hanton was 26 before him. So when you think about a big Class A high school, two coaches for like 45 years, that's a pretty good stretch.
That's a real good stretch. And the only place that can say they've got it better is Sandusky, where Al DeMott's been for, 38 straight years?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
700 wins. He got his 700th win this year.
Yeah, that's remarkable. The years he's had up there, 19-1, 20-0, and
like
get to a regional. And
like even if you do it for 40 years, you still have to win a lot of games every year to get to 700.
Yeah, there's no 5-15 seasons in any of those.
No. There's no 10-10 seasons in any of that.
Right, and it's not like he's at a big school like down in like he's not at Country Day, he's not at De La Salle where you can kind of hand pick some of your talent. You're in Sandusky. You get what you get.
Yeah.
The program just continues to build and win at the lower levels. Those kids probably just can't wait till they put on that Lady Redskins jersey. And
yeah, it's a matter of pride. It's if you live in Sandusky, you want to say that if you're a girl growing up in Sandusky, you want to say that you played for Al DeMott.
Yeah.
It's just incredible. Well, you got a great tournament coming up here. The SC4 Holiday Basketball Showcase. You're going to bring in high school teams, not only from our area, but from out of the area, to play in a two-day event. 16 girls teams, 16 boys teams. How in the world did you find time to find 32 teams that wanted to come to the field house and play basketball?
Well, I started this months ago, and we were looking at the dates, and we reached out to our area teams first because we thought we'd pass that invitation to them, and if they had something going, that was fine. But then I just started clicking with some other people. Joel, my son, helped me with some good state teams. We got Arbor Prep coming. They were the state runner-up last year to Country Day. We got Henry Ford Academy out of Dearborn. They're really good. I went up in the thumb and got the two teams from Reese Boys and Reese Girls, and they've had great tradition up there. So of the 32 teams, 10 are out of the area. What we didn't want to make this was just a Blue Water Holiday Classic.
Get that anywhere. I mean, we have the Pelts tournament. We have the Blue Water Holiday Classic and Croslex. I know Imlay City does a tournament every year.
They were last weekend, correct?
Yeah.
Cardinal Mooney has something the same night we do. Otherwise, I'd like to have gotten the Cardinal Mooney teams up there.
I would like to see Daniel Everhart play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was at the field house for the scrimmages we had. And the idea of the showcase was people just wanted to come here for the one game. The idea with these holiday tournaments, you tie up 2 days because you play the winners play and then the losers play. And this, they like the idea of just coming, playing the one game. And we tried to match them up as best we could. It was funny, one of the games, 4:30 tomorrow, Chelsea's playing Port Huron High. Well, Chelsea's coached by Todd Bloomquist, a Port Huron Northern grad who went to the quarterfinals with one of those teams. He's got a girl on his team who's Dave Schultz is her dad.
Yep.
And Dave Schultz was a good athlete at Port Huron High.
Yep.
So
brother-in-law to Ryan Mullins.
Yeah. So it's kind of a homecoming. It'll be neat. So it really wasn't that hard. And already in the past month or so, I've had more people contact me about, hey, can we get in next year? So that'll be a good thing.
So you're even thinking about maybe going a third day.
Yeah, because I just think, people are going to get a lot of basketball over Thursday and Friday. We couldn't go a Saturday this year because the Skippers are playing Sinclair in their last non-conference game on Saturday afternoon. But next year, with the way Christmas falls and everything, we could go Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And not go crazy like this with 8 games a day. Maybe space it out a little bit, but Yeah, I'm excited about it. I've seen enough holiday events that I think we could get hopefully some good crowds.
Yeah, you're actually starting at 10 a.m. tomorrow is tip-off of the first game and the last game. Assuming everything runs on time, won't tip off until 9 o'clock at night.
And that could be 9:15, 9:30. But right. You know what?
But it'd be worth it.
Well, and they're on. Because
your last game, I like this matchup, Sandusky-Richmond in girls basketball.
And on Friday night, if people want to see something pretty neat, too, it'll be St. Clair and West Bloomfield.
West Bloomfield's pretty good.
That's a battle of two former skippers. Sean Sherrill played at SC4. Jeremy Denhaw of West Bloomfield played at SC4. And West Bloomfield lost in the state semifinals last year to Clarkston. They had more than three losses, but three times they lost to Clarkston. So we've got some ex-skippers coming back and playing it. Casey Livingston with Whitmore Lake plays K-Pack and stuff. So should be a good time.
And you say Casey likes to press?
Oh, yeah. They're not very big, but they will get after you for like 32 minutes. So. Yeah.
Because that's one I'm interested in seeing because I haven't seen K-Pac play this year, but I've been looking at their games and they've been playing really, really well. And they're actually look like to be one of the front runners for the BWAC.
Yeah, they've got a 6'7 kid who's really pretty good. He's a junior.
Wow.
But they have some other size with them. They've got a lot of experience back. In fact, I was just thinking about the other night, we have like five BWAC teams, which is kind of interesting, but. We've got Croslex, K-Pac, Imlay City, Richmond, Yale, Armada. So Armada Marysville will be an interesting boys matchup too. But
I've seen Yale play this year. I saw Yale play against Marysville earlier in the season, so they're kind of a fun team to watch too.
Right, new coach there, Pat Bondi, who's a former skipper guy too. So it's going to be a lot of basketball. We went with. We've got all local officials. I think I just tried to bring local guys who work three-man crews around the area and had them try to, you know, come to the field house. And this way we got some local guys working and not have to go outside the area too much. So, I'm looking forward to it.
Now, you have a couple of boys who coach, so let's get an update here.
Kyle's still at Northern. He has a JV team. I'm helping him this year. It's every other year kind of deal. I helped him 2 years ago, took last year off, and now I'm helping again. We're 3-3. We just played in the Pelts tournament, lost in the championship game to Marysville. Coaches boys golf and gave up the girls golf this year because of he's got a little boy now, Finn. So, and then Joel is at Wayne State, and Brady knows about him down there.
Oh, yeah. I see him all the time.
Is that why you're growing your hair so long? You want to play for Joel?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Good. That's one I haven't heard before.
And they just had something. The NCAA Division II did a shutdown from December 20th to December 27th or 26th in there. Mandatory, you know, break at the holidays.
Right.
And it's just give kids a chance to get home and kind of refresh a little bit before the crunch time. But – so he's helping with Kerry Lohr, and they're 7-4 and get going into their – they've already played conference already, but they get going this week coming up. So, yeah, they're both keeping busy.
We were talking about it off the air when they opened up the field house last year and they played the charity game. Joel got out onto the court, and he started shooting threes. And each time he took a step back further and further and further. I think his last three was from just inside half court. And then Brady was talking about he scored
like 70 in a rec league.
Yeah, he's been back into the field house. He came and saw it around Thanksgiving. And a lot of people that will be coming the next 2 days – saw phase one, but now with the running track, just the improvements, it's if you ask me before, it just seemed like a big gym, but now it's got more of the arena feel with the track and now have
with the seating all the way around.
Yeah. We have end zone seating on the north end, so I think it'll be good. And we put in a bid, the college has put in a bid for a couple nationals, a volleyball national and women's basketball nationals, so hopefully we land one of those. Would be pretty neat. Be a couple years away, but I think with the facility and downtown with the hotels and restaurants,
right,
we could easily do it.
Yeah. Well, I keep telling people, too, the men's team is so fun to watch. I love that league. It's all guard-oriented, and they try to outscore each other.
Yeah.
And if you like high-scoring, high-octane basketball, that's what you're getting. I mean, the Skippers have about 15 kids, and they got to use them all because the pace of the game is so fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, I mean, the shooting, too, is just – you say, okay, well, they'll get zoned. Well, they'll shoot up zone.
Oh,
up.
You can't play zone against them.
No.
Because they just sit back and.
And they're, when you're playing man to man, they're fast.
Yeah.
They can get out. Yeah, they can get out and run. It's they start conference play the 4th, January 4th, with Alpinas here. So
and we'll have, actually, we'll do a doubleheader that night. We'll do the ladies at 5:30 and the men's game afterwards on the stream at WPHM.net. See?
Good.
I'm all over it. We also see the Skippers when they play Macomb later in January.
Okay.
All right. So
both of those teams will be strong.
Yeah.
Yep.
The ladies have struggled a little bit, which surprises me because they've got so much size. When I watched the couple of times I've seen them play, they're so much bigger than the teams they're playing, but they just haven't been able to get it together.
They just got a real good road win. Well, they broke kind of a little losing streak there down at Lakeland. And Lakeland was 8-0, and they went down and beat them by 4. So hopefully maybe things have turned around here. Sinclair coming in this Saturday is really good.
Yeah. I really like the Fleischman girl, speaking to people from Reese.
Yep.
She's out of that Reese program, and they'll be here, boys and girls, as part of your tournament.
Well, and that's one thing I tried to do, too, with some of our athletes. I tried to get their schools to come to this because it'd be an opportunity so they could see where they're – student athlete went to and maybe touch bases with them a little bit. We've got a Harbor Beach, McKenna Wooshlager.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I reached out to Harbor Beach a little bit and stuff. So, if we can get some of these, you know, we get a recruit come in and they had a chance to play at the field house and play in the showcase, and it'll be good.
All right. Jim, it's always fun to see you.
Well,
you need
you.
To come by more often.
I will.
All right, Jim Weimer, and it all gets going tomorrow. The SC4 Holiday Basketball Showcase games begin at 10 a.m., and they will continue all day long for the next 2 days.